Blessed
are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed
are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed
are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Today, tomorrow, and forever media. Using today's technology to journey through history and bring you the good news from every age.
Blessed
are the merciless.
Hello, this is Carol Monaco of Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media. In today's episode of Mission Improbable, we are going to be doing something quite extraordinary. Through a special link-up with the Communion of Saints, we are going to be speaking with St. Rose Philippine Duchesne, a great pioneer in the Church of the American Midwest, who has been a heavenly supporter of the first Little Sisters of the Poor in St. Louis, Missouri. When the Little Sisters arrived in St. Louis on the 1st of May, 1869, they were graciously welcomed by the Religious of the Sacred Heart, the spiritual daughters of St. Madeleine Sophie Barat, the foundress of the Society of the Sacred Heart in France, and St. Rose Philippine Duchesne, her kindred spirit who brought the Society of the Sacred Heart to the New World in 1818. I think Sister Philippine is with us now. Sister, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you, Carol. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Sister. We are so happy to have you on our podcast today. This is really a first for Catholic Communications, to have a direct hookup with heaven. Perhaps you could begin by telling us a little bit about your life and vocation.
Yes, of course. I was born in Grenoble, France, on August 29, 1769. I was educated by the nuns at the Visitation Convent there, and my mother also gave me a strong Christian formation and a tender love for the poor. I entered the Visitation Convent when I was 18, but when religious houses were suppressed during the French Revolution, I had to return to my family. But I never gave up my desire to be consecrated entirely to God. In 1804, Madeleine Sophie Barat introduced herself to me. She had just founded the Society of the Sacred Heart, and her mentors suggested to her that I might be interested in joining. We became fast friends and kindred spirits, and in a short time, I entered the Society. I had a great desire to serve Christ in the New World, and after 13 years, my wish was granted. I set off for America on March 21, 1818, landing in Louisiana on the Feast of the Sacred Heart. After 6 weeks with the Ursulines in New Orleans, I and several companions set off up the Mississippi River. When we arrived in St. Louis, the bishop assigned us to the small village of St. Charles, where we founded the first free school west of the Mississippi and the first Catholic school in what would become the Archdiocese of St. Louis. It was also the first Sacred Heart school outside of Europe. I founded two more schools in the St. Louis area, and then in 1841, I was sent to Kansas to establish a school for Native American girls. After 34 years in America, I went to my eternal reward at the age of 83.
Were you familiar with the Little Sisters of the Poor in France?
As I mentioned, having come here in 1818, I had already been in America for many years when the Little Sisters were founded, so I never encountered them in person. But my dear friend, Sister Madeleine Sophie, did tell me about them in her letters. Although our vocations are different, I was spiritually close to the first Little Sisters of the Poor because I felt that they were trying to do for the elderly what the Society of the Sacred Heart was doing for young girls in the wake of the Revolution, to make known to them the merciful love of the heart of Christ. And because I was already 70 years old when their congregation was founded, I could identify with the plight of the elderly, and I thanked God that He saw fit to create a community dedicated to their care. I had already left this world 16 years before the Little Sisters arrived in America, but as you know, the saints continue their concern for others and their good works from heaven, so I have been following their progress and interceding for them.
So you consider yourself a friend of the Little Sisters in America?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I have been very pleased to see that wherever the Little Sisters have settled, if we have religious of the Sacred Heart in that city, our sisters have opened their doors and their hearts to these new missionaries from France. In St. Louis, for example, our sisters offer them warm hospitality when they arrived on the 1st of May this year and helped them get settled in their new home. Their trunk full of items for the chapel was lost on the train, and so our sisters gave them whatever they could to help furnish their little chapel. And in our school in St. Louis, our sisters introduced their young students to the Little Sisters, recommending them to these girls and their families. When the Little Sisters moved from our convent to their own house on May 3rd, the sisters of my community and their young charges helped by donating various provisions, even carrying them to the Little Sisters' new location.
And what if some of the students of your community schools would desire to become Little Sisters of the Poor?
Why, that would be wonderful. I'm sure that will happen one day. Like us, the Little Sisters have great devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and His Blessed Mother, and a real love for the poor. I think our girls would be well prepared to join their community.
Sister, our present 21st century Holy Father, Pope Francis, often encourages young people to get off their couches and become involved in the lives of others and the life of the Church. Practically every time he meets with young people, he specifically instructs them to spend time with their grandparents and other older people. He says that young people can have no future without being close to their elders, because it is the old who give us roots and a sense of our history. Have you thought about what the girls and young women who attend your schools might gain from having contact with the elderly residents of the Little Sisters' homes?
That is a very good question. When I was young, I wanted to spend my energies making the heart of Christ known and loved in this new world by working to establish as many schools as possible. In 1841, when I was already 72 years old, I went to Kansas to help begin a school for Native American girls. At that advanced age, I was too frail to be of much help with the physical work, and I couldn't even learn their tribal language. So I spent most of my time in prayer for the success of this new mission. I noticed that, rather than considering me useless, those young girls seemed to be drawn to me. They named me Woman Who Prays Always. This touched me very deeply, and I realized in my old age I could touch the hearts of the young in ways I had never done when I was very active teaching them. They often come to sit beside me, and even though we could barely communicate, I was able to console them by just receiving them with an open heart, looking on them with love and praying for them. This is what the elderly can do for the young, and so I hope that the students of our Sacred Heart schools will reach out and spend time with them. The elderly have so much love to give them, so many memories and life lessons to impart, and the young are very much in need of their wisdom and love. I think the young and the old are meant for each other.
That is really beautiful. If there are young people listening to our podcast, I hope they will take your words to heart and make an effort to reach out to the elderly. They won't be disappointed. Sister Philippine, before we close, Do you have any other advice to share with our listeners?
Yes, I do. I can see that your young country is being built up through the labor and strength of your people, and that what counts in America are ingenuity, efficiency, and self-reliance. This is all very good, to a point. I fear that in pursuing progress, Americans will place too much value in productivity and achievement, and those who are less capable will be left behind. In my life, I wanted to do great things for God. He led me to a new country where I was not nearly as successful as I had set out to be. But it was in my last days, when all I could do was pray, that I learned what real productivity looks like. For unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains just a single grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces a rich harvest. This is the lesson that the Little Sisters foundress Jeanne Jougan can teach us as well. She is not well known now, for she is hidden away at the Mother House. But like me, she is a woman who prays always. And one day she will be known, and she will join me in the cloud of witnesses the Church calls canonized saints.
Thank you, Sister Philippine. I think that is prophetic. Thank you for being with us today, and please do keep us all in your prayers. Signing off for today, this is Carol Monaco for Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media, bringing you another episode of Mission Improbable. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, and this week, don't forget to spend some time with your elderly loved ones or neighbors.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, children of the heavenly King.
Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media, using today's technology to journey through history and bring you the good news from every age.
I'm going home to get my reward. Oh.